Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Long Goodbye: Analyzing Cycles in Markets by Peter C. Oppenheimer is a nonfiction investment and macroeconomics book focused on how financial markets move through recurring cycles and how investors can use that knowledge more effectively. Written by Goldman Sachs Chief Global Equity Strategist Peter C. Oppenheimer, it draws on long-run historical evidence, market behavior, and macroeconomic patterns to explain why markets do not move in straight lines. The book is not a trading manual or a call for precise market timing. It offers a framework for understanding the relationship between valuations, sentiment, positioning, policy, inflation, and growth across different phases of the cycle. Its purpose is to help readers make better decisions about when risk is favorable, when optimism is excessive, and how to think about market turns with greater discipline. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the market cycle as a sequence of changing investor psychology. One of the book's central contributions is its clear description of how market cycles evolve through recognizable phases rather than random swings. Oppenheimer presents cycles as a progression from despair to hope, then growth and optimism, showing that each stage has distinct implications for prices, expectations, and investor behavior. This matters because markets are often shaped less by objective conditions alone than by how participants interpret those conditions. Early recovery phases tend to be marked by skepticism and weak positioning, which can create favorable asymmetry because assets still carry limited downside while improvement has room to surprise. Late stages are different. Optimism becomes crowded, valuations stretch, and the market begins to discount perfect outcomes. The practical value of this framework is that it helps investors identify where emotional excess may be building, rather than assuming every rally or decline is just a continuation of the same trend. The cycle model also disciplines thinking by reminding readers that turns are often gradual in the economy, but abrupt in sentiment. Secondly, why entry point and valuation matter for long-term equity returns. The book places strong emphasis on the idea that the price paid for an asset heavily influences subsequent returns. Oppenheimer uses long historical evidence to show that buying equities when valuations are low and sentiment is pessimistic has usually offered better forward outcomes than buying after long periods of enthusiasm and expensive pricing. His point is not that valuation can precisely call tops or bottoms, but that it remains one of the best medium-term guides to expected returns. That distinction is important because many investors misuse valuation as a short-term timing tool and then discard it when it fails to predict the next few months. In Oppenheimer's framework, valuation should be combined with market positioning, macro conditions, and sentiment to understand whether the market is offering convex upside or a poor risk-reward balance. This makes the book especially useful for investors who want to improve compounding over many years rather than chase short-term signals. It also reinforces a key investment discipline: avoiding expensive markets can be as valuable as finding cheap ones. Thirdly, asymmetric investing and the search for limited downside with open upside. A distinctive idea running through the book is asymmetry, meaning situations where potential gains are meaningfully larger than potential losses. Oppenheimer argues that such conditions are most likely to appear when markets are depressed, valuations are reasonable, and policy or economic conditions begin to stabilize. In those moments, the market may still look fragile, but much of the bad news is already reflected in prices. That creates favorable skew for investors willing to act before confidence fully returns. By contrast, late cycle optimism usually produces the opposite: setup gains become harder to achieve because expectations are already high, while losses can accelerate once conditions turn. The book therefore encourages investors to think in terms of payoff structure, not just direction. This is a valuable lens because it shifts attention away from trying to predict every market move and toward identifying where the balance of probabilities and payoffs is most favorable. In practical terms, the book supports portfolio decisions that aim to preserve capital in bad regimes and participate more fully when the cycle turns constructive. Fourthly, three kinds of bear markets and why their causes change the recovery profile. The book is also notable for distinguishing among different bear market types, rather than treating every decline as the same event. Oppenheimer separates cyclical bear markets, event-driven bear markets, and structural bear markets. Cyclical declines are linked to rising inflation or interest rates and slowing growth. Event-driven declines arise from shocks such as pandemics or other unexpected disruptions. Structural bear markets typically follow major bubbles, heavy leverage, and deeper balance sheet damage. This classification matters because the source of the decline affects both severity and recovery. A shock-driven decline may be sharp but comparatively brief, while a structural unwind often takes much longer to repair. Investors who understand these differences are less likely to overgeneralize from one crisis to the next and more likely to judge risk realistically. The framework also helps explain why some downturns quickly become opportunity zones, while others require patience and capital preservation. Rather than assuming all bear markets are cyclical and temporary, the book insists that diagnosis comes first, because the nature of the problem determines the correct investment response. Lastly, a macro framework for positioning across policy, inflation, and long-term structural change. Beyond short and medium-term cycles, the book widens the lens to structural forces that shape the investment backdrop over many years. Oppenheimer argues that macro variables such as growth, inflation, interest rates, debt, globalization, demographics, and policy regimes interact with market cycles and can create longer supercycles that influence returns across asset classes. This broader view is important because many investment outcomes cannot be understood by examining quarterly data alone. Changes in policy or regime often alter which assets benefit, how long a trend lasts, and where risk is most concentrated. The book also suggests that investors should watch inflection points in policy and macro conditions rather than rely on rigid forecasts. That makes the framework practical for asset allocation. It supports measured shifts in exposure when the environment changes, instead of constant trading or static allocation regardless of regime. The result is a book that connects day-to-day market behavior with long-horizon strategic thinking, giving readers a way to interpret both cyclical noise and deeper structural transitions. In conclusion, this book is best suited for investors, students of markets, analysts, and financially literate readers who want a serious framework for understanding how market regimes change over time. It is especially useful for anyone who manages portfolios across multiple years and wants to improve judgment around valuations, risk, and timing without pretending that markets can be forecast precisely. The main benefit is conceptual discipline. It teaches readers to distinguish cycle, sentiment, valuation, and macro structure, and to think in terms of asymmetry rather than simple direction. Compared with many investing books that focus narrowly on technical signals, stock picking, or generic long-term optimism, this one is more historically grounded and more explicit about the causes of different market phases. Its distinction lies in combining market history, behavioral insight, and macroeconomic interpretation into a coherent cycle framework. That makes it valuable both as an introduction to market cycles and as a reference for readers who want a more rigorous way to think about when risk is favorable and when caution should dominate. If you would like to support Peter C. Oppenheimer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.